This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. The Spotlight is on now.
There's a big spotlight on space this week in Central Florida, with NASA's Artemis II launch making history as the first mission around the moon in 50 years. It's a perfect time, then, to talk about Spaceman of Bohemia, a sci-fi novel written by 2011 University of Central Florida alum Yaroslav Kolfach. He'll be at UCF discussing the book, which was the basis for the 2024 film Spaceman, starring Adam Sandler, as part of UCF Celebrates the Arts. That's an annual event highlighting the artistic endeavors and successes of UCF's students, faculty, and grads. The titular Spaceman of Bohemia is, like Kolfach himself, from the Czech Republic. He's an astronaut on that country's first space mission, but as Kolfach explains, the mission journeys into deep emotion as well as deep space.
This mission is essentially to study a cloud of cosmic dust that has suddenly appeared over nighttime skies without known origin. Sort of all attempts to study this cloud remotely have failed. So a human manned mission is necessary. And given the sort of mysterious, unknown nature of this cloud, it may very well be a suicide mission. So there is sort of a hesitation across the nations of the world to send humans to this unknown phenomenon. So Jakub is essentially volunteers to study this cloud. And on his mission, he encounters an alien spider creature who may or may not be real. On Earth, Jakub is leaving behind his wife, and the question of their marriage and what kind of a husband Jakub is sort of a big central question of the book, as well as his family's history in the Czech Republic, given that his father was an interrogator for the Communist Party during the communist years. So all of these plots sort of converge as Jakub approaches this unknown cosmic phenomenon and tries to figure out what it's all about.
You mentioned some of the emotional and personal elements of this story that he's sort of wrestling with throughout. And it seems like he's having kind of a difficult time when he meets this alien creature, as you say, who may or may not be real. Before we get to the alien creature, is the character informed by your background at all?
I am very interested in ambition and the cost of ambition. And in that sense, the character is related to me. Of course, ambition can be isolating. Ambition can be anxiety-inducing. And all my life, I have wanted to be a writer. And I've been given this unique opportunity in life to become a writer in the United States. And, you know, that is all I've wanted since I was a child. I have spent my life up until Spaceman was published chasing that dream and giving up a lot of things and finding myself in a lot of lonely places as a cause for that ambition. So in that sense, I would very much identify with that character.
It seems like those themes really do come through in the story, the sort of sacrifice. But also the character seems to be questioning that maybe he is running away from his wife who is pregnant and some questions about his relationships. Is there a balance in there somewhere?
Yes. So that is sort of the central question of the book. This is a man who will do anything for his ambition. And it is important to note what his ambition is driven by. So it is not purely ego. It is the fact that he feels he has to make up for the sins of his family. And that is sort of a big part of his identity. He feels like he has to do something truly great for the world in order to make up for who his father was. And so there are these sort of two conflicting parts of his personality where he is deeply in love with his wife. You know, I wanted to write this as a true love story to remember. But at the same time, he is willing to abandon her in sort of a very vulnerable position in order to chase this ambition. And this is the great tragedy at the heart of this character.
So tell me a little bit about the UCF experience and how that helped you as a writer.
So when I entered my first workshops at UCF, I really found magnificent mentorship. And in fact, I started writing the short story that would eventually become Spaceman of Bohemia in one of those classes. You know, again, it was thanks to the encouragement of my professors at UCF and the kind of one-on-one mentorship that one doesn't usually get, especially at a university that size, that gave me the confidence and gave me the kind of eyes on my work that I needed to refine it and to really get it where it needed to be.
And is that part of the reason that you are coming back during this UCF Celebrates the Arts event to give back a little, to mentor a little?
It is, absolutely. I've been hearing great things about this festival for a while, so I am really excited to be invited this year.
Tell me about the moment that you've published your book, okay, and it is being released out into the world, and you're seeing that it's getting a positive reception. How does that feel to go from unpublished author to published and getting attention?
Well, I have never gone to space, but I would imagine that it's probably not too far off from just sort of sitting inside a space shuttle and feeling like one is ascending toward their biggest dream, but also the kind of fear and anxiety that comes with it. So yes, a fulfillment of a lifelong dream, a life completely transformed, but of course, there's a great deal of unknown. The things that I know now is that the sort of great irony that a lot of writers choose writing because they enjoy sitting in a room and talking to themselves. Whereas having a writing career, being a published author with any kind of visibility includes talking to a lot of people on the outside and doing interviews and being visible and having a publicist and doing public events. And so I think when my book was coming out, it was sort of this combination of just ecstasy over a lifelong dream fulfilled, and a fear of, you know, will I have to become someone else? Will the performance of being a public writer be something that I'm not able to handle?
And what was the verdict there?
Well, I think it worked out okay. I haven't made a complete fool of myself as of yet. There's, of course, always a chance in the future. But, you know, I mean, some of that anxiety is justified. You know, when I'm doing a reading for 1,000 people or when I'm doing a television interview and I'm stumbling over my words, I am thinking, you know, a writer should not have to do this. You know, a writer should just be able to sit in a room and type and talk to their imaginary friends. But it is a part of it for better and for worse. And, you know, so far I've avoided disaster. So fingers crossed.
Tell me a little bit about having your book become a script and a movie. How did that happen? Did someone contact you? Did you have to do a lot of hustling? How did that work?
Certainly. Well, first of all, it's a very long process, and you are constantly guaranteed that it may fall apart at any second. So very anxiety inducing. But I was approached by the producers who wanted to make this film fairly early on after the book came out, maybe 6 months after. So what they did was purchase the option rights for the book, which essentially is them saying, give us a year to put this project together, to write a screenplay, to maybe attach a big actor to it, to choose a director, you know, to sort of get the project going, get some visibility, and most importantly, see if they can find the money to pay for the whole project. So we gave them the option, and shockingly, everything went smoothly. You know, I read the first iterations of the script and I was very happy with it. I'm lucky that the producers wanted me to be closely involved with the film, so I did get to read all the iterations of the script and, you know, even provide some feedback on historical accuracy when it comes to the sections that portray the Czech Republic. And yeah, from there, the project just kind of stalled and started for a few years. It looked like it was going to fall apart a few times. Then Adam Sandler joined the project. And given his relationship with Netflix, Netflix put a whole lot of money behind it. So that's when it sort of turned from, you know, me telling myself every day, this is just a funny anecdote I'll tell my kids, that they almost made my book into a film. That's when it turned. That's when it became real. And yeah, it was a 7-year project that sort of provided me with a lot of sleepless nights. And I still sometimes can't believe that it actually came to fruition despite all the obstacles.
They approached you 6 months after the book came out. That must have been a wow, what is happening right now sort of moment.
It really was. I'm the kind of person who becomes suspicious when too many good things are happening in a row. And that year, truly, I mean, you know, getting a positive review from the New York Times for your book and interest from movie producers in the same year, that seems like too much almost.
I understand that feeling, and I'm glad that your suspicion was unwarranted.
Me too. Thank you.
When a student, a writing student at UCF, asks for your advice, what's the first thing that comes to mind to tell them?
I always want to be so careful with, you know, sort of giving advice to young writers, because while I received a lot of great advice as a young writer, I also received a lot of bad advice that set me back. So it always feels like a major responsibility. It's really important for writers to identify who should have access to their work in progress and who should be able to, you know, give opinion on that work. I think in this oversaturated media environment and in this oversaturated opinion environment, really striking the balance of isolating your talent and your work, your craft from the world at large, and really only giving access to people who truly deserve it and understand the project at hand, I think is more important than ever right now.
That was Jaroslav Kolfach, author of Spaceman of Bohemia and A Brief History of Living Forever. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.